Simon for On the White, and we are at Riverside Centre. And there's, I don't know how many people here, maybe 40, 50?
It's and
my very rough numbers. And so we're just going to walk around, say hello to people. Why are you down here? I didn't explain what's going on. There's a demonstration. Well, could you explain what's going on?
Okay. So what's happening is we're part of Unite the White, which has was organised after the Isle of Wight election, where Andrew Turner was voted back in, and to everyone's horror, or to the majority of people's horror. So it was decided that there needed to be some kind of forum to allow people to voice their concerns about yet another Tory MP. So that was sort of, just over 9 months ago now, since the election, and in that time, it's really gathered momentum, and the idea is that we put the pressure on Mr. Turner and other Conservative councillors to really listen to what the Isle of Wight community need, because at the moment we're hearing the council are clearly in a really unmanageable situation financially. We've had more cuts than we thought for this year, and inevitably many more for next year. And so it's a crisis, at crisis point. And what we're hearing is Mr. Turner agreeing with that.
Agreeing with the cuts or not?
Agreeing with the fact that the island is in a really difficult position.
Okay.
He described it as being dire, the situation down here. But then votes in favour of cuts to council budget from government. And, you know, we see him attend community centres with people with disabilities. You know, he was campaigning, wasn't he, last year for the blind, getting the voice things on the buses and things like that. So we see this kind of thing from him. And then he votes in favour of cutting the ESA by £30 a week. So
yeah, we're still waiting an answer on that one.
Yeah, but yeah, he's voted twice now, hasn't he, in favour of...
I wasn't aware of the first one.
Yeah, the cuts to that. So I guess it's just got to a point where we need to know where does he stand. He's kind of saying one thing to the, with when he's in the community, and then acting in quite a different way when it comes to the crunch. Mm. And ultimately, those decisions are having a massive real-life impact on people on the island and people here. You know, you just have to talk to, we've got representatives from Isle of Wight homeless campaign. There is no homeless policy, adult homeless policy on the island at all. So you've got volunteers that are spending time fundraising and getting out there. It's freezing here today, you know, we're all stood here sort of shivering right, and in the cold, but the reality is that there's many people that are out on the streets today.
Yeah. We're cold now, but we're going to go back and the beach.
We're going to go back again, have a nice hot cup of tea and put the radiator on. And, you know, it's that level of frustration that we know what the reality is, and yet that is not being represented in any way further up by him.
My memory was that when he stood up and in the debate about money for the area, he then said that he was, because the minister said that he would come and visit down here. Andrew Turner was then satisfied by that, and therefore felt it was okay to vote in favour of it.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, we were talking about this between ourselves. The Unite the White steering group, in that I guess there's danger, isn't there, with, well, if the minister comes down, what message is he going to get? Because not only is Mr. Turner voted kind of in favour of those cuts, but also some of the Conservative councillors, when it came to the budget, they turned around and said actually there should have been more cuts this year. So I'm just concerned at what message that really brings to anyone that does come down and to find out really what's going on. So
I guess it depends who the minister's going to meet.
Yeah,
how wide a circle
he might meet
of people.
Us, maybe.
Right. I mean, it might be interesting for him to be invited to come along to meet some people.
Yeah,
from that have been affected by the cuts.
Yeah, and hear the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
I guess it's like any kind of business, isn't it? If you're a middle manager, which is what I see Mr. Turner as, you know, he's the go-between between his constituency and the government. So if the people on the ground are saying one thing and that middle manager is feeding up something different to his boss, his boss is going to believe what the manager says.
Yeah. What do you think of this idea of, and make sure I get the name right, fight for the Isle of Wight?
Yeah.
I fight for the Wight. The idea of gaining a lot of signatures to then show to the minister, because that might be a way of shortcutting that lack of communication from the people on the ground through Andrew Turner. Is there a value in that?
Quite possibly. I mean, people love a online vote, don't they? Online petition. I noticed on their website that they do have an option for people to write their own experiences as well, how they've been affected by the cuts, which is really good and something that Unite the Wight has been encouraging from day one. So we're really pleased that the County Press have taken on board that aspect to things as well. We'll see. We're glad the County Press are on board and shouting from the same hymn sheet, really, as we have been for months. So,
I mean, although it's set up by them, Alan Marriott tells me that they don't want to be seen as their thing. They want it to be something that is just cross-party and cross-group. I mean, that seems to be... Well, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, so, and hopefully that will be achieved. Yes, yeah, that is really positive. And I think anything will help, basically. Anything that gets the message across can only be a good thing, really.
What do you think of this idea of... did you get invited along to the launch today for the group, not you personally, but to the launch?
No, we didn't. And actually, we only knew about it because a friend of mine personally asked me if I'd received the email, which I hadn't. And it was only completely by chance that someone happened to mention it to me, that the Unite the Wight actually knew anything about it and was able to attend this morning, which was a bit of a shame, really.
Yeah.
Because we have been working quite closely with the County Press over the last 9 months.
It's not
months.
Like it's silent either, is it? It's not a silent group.
No.
Yeah.
So we don't know the reasons for that, but they did apologise at the meeting for not emailing an invite. Mm-hmm. So we hope that will be a good... sign for the future, really. Good working relationship, because we all want the same thing, really.
Yeah. And after today, what's the next thing? If people identify with this, feel that there is something that they want to get involved with, what's the next thing that they can do? I guess one thing is that petition we spoke about. What else could they do?
Yeah, Unite the Wight have got a Facebook, really active Facebook page, so that's quite a useful forum to discuss things. I think the Unite the Wight are going to be looking at getting more real life stories, speaking to people, getting some video footage and things like that, interviews from people, and just really drumming through the reality of the situation. So hopefully the next couple of months will be really positive for everybody.
Okay. And the surgery that's going on with Andrew Turner today, have you got an interview slot with him?
I've got an appointment with him, so I'm going to be taking in representatives for the homeless campaign. And really it's going to be about, why is there not a policy in place on the island? They're very angry because the last time they really met with Mr. Turner a couple of years ago, he said that there wasn't a homeless problem on the island and therefore nothing's been done. Obviously there is people that are homeless and there is no policy or strategy in place, so, and there is no money to help. So they really want a voice
Is that something that's done at a government level or Andrew Turner's level, or is that a council level, or is it driven from government down? Or
I think it's driven from government down, in that what takes priority. Mm-hmm. And so there are members of the council that have been very supportive of the homeless charities and the people that are campaigning for it. So I think they just want an acknowledgement, if nothing else, from Mr. Turner that there is a problem and something needs to be done before it becomes a greater issue, really.
Okay. Right, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.